Manu Patra alerts dated the 15th of July 2020. Supreme Court has issued general directions to cellular companies and internet service providers to maintain call detail records, CDRs, and other relevant records for the concerned period in a segregated and secure manner if a particular CDR or other record is seized during investigation. Delhi High Court has directed the central government to submit in a sealed cover its policy regarding the use of social media by members of armed forces. Calcutta High Court has directed the state government to conduct an autopsy on the body of an 18-year-old boy, suspected to have suffered from COVID-19 and allegedly denied appropriate medical treatment. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has summoned the Home Secretary of the Jammu and Kashmir government to apprise the court about the impact of the restrictions on e-connectivity of the courts. Kerala High Court has clarified that the directives issued by the centre and the state governments restricting social gatherings in view of the COVID-19 pandemic are equally applicable to political parties and associations. Karnataka High Court has directed the state government and Brihat Bengaluru Mahanagara Palike, BBMP, to ensure that the website developed to give real-time data of availability of beds at hospitals and facilities for the benefit of COVID-19 patients is bilingual and details are available in Kannada language. Authority for Advance Ruling, AAR, Goa has ruled that there shall be no exemption on essential commodities and that the alcohol-based hand sanitizers will attract 18% of goods and services tax. Supreme Court has held that the certificate required under subsection 4 of section 65B of the Indian Evidence Act, 1872 is a condition precedent to the admissibility of evidence by way of electronic record. Supreme Court has directed the centre to take a decision on what directions guidelines it can make in terms of the Disaster Management Act, 2005 so that cost-effective mechanisms for treatment of coronavirus can be meted out for citizens. Supreme Court has refused to extend the period of validity of a cheque, while holding that a decision on the same may be taken by the Reserve Bank of India in its discretion. Supreme Court has issued notice in the plea filed by Jharkhand government against the launch of auction process of coal blocks for purposes of commercial mining by the Prime Minister. Supreme Court has recommended to the Madhya Pradesh High Court to consider the reinstatement of the former additional district and sessions judge from Madhya Pradesh who had made allegations of sexual harassment against a sitting judge of the High Court. Supreme Court has proposed to set up a committee headed by a retired judge to probe the Vikas Dubey encounter. Delhi High Court has asked National Centre for Disease Control, NCDC, to file its serology surveillance report on the results and analysis of antibody testing carried out in Delhi. The court has directed NCDC to place the results before it by the 16th of July, 2020. Delhi High Court has asked the Aam Aadmi Party government to reply to Controller and Auditor General's audit findings on irregularities in assess fund meant for migrant and construction workers in Delhi. Delhi High Court has allowed the plea moved by a woman seeking termination of her 23-week-old pregnancy on the ground of abnormalities and comorbidities in fetus. Delhi High Court has asked the central government to ensure that common service centres are made functional and that they are made well equipped to meet the demands of differently abled students. Delhi High Court has granted 6 weeks to Telecom Regulatory Authority of India to show action taken to ensure compliance with the Telecom Commercial Communication Customer Preference Regulation, TCCCPR, 2018. Bombay High Court has directed the state government not to take any coercive steps against those schools that are conducting online classes for students of class 2 and below. The court has also directed the schools not to take any coercive steps against those parents who are not willing to force their children to attend online classes. Allahabad High Court has suggested the Uttar Pradesh government to take strict action against those not following physical distancing norms, including incarceration of such persons. Allahabad High Court has extended all the interim orders passed by it and by the court's subordinate to it that expired subsequent to the 19th of March, 2020 till the 31st of July, 2020.